शराधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रजनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यशोदानंदन ब्रजनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की श्रीमद्भागवतम की शिल प्रभुपाद की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड एंड दोज हु आर नॉट असेंबल्ड बट दे आर एट डिफरेंट प्लेसेस बट हियरिंग द क्लास ऑल ग्लोरीज टू All devotees here in the class, we were all glories to assembled devotees, and all devotees are hearing. All glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Gaurari Bol. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5th, Chapter 3, entitled Rishabhdev's Appearance. Text number 4 and 5. It is not in poetry form, it is in prose form. So I'll just read.
Arhasi muhur arhatamarhanam asmakam anupathanam namo nama iti etavat sat upasikshim korarti puman prakriti guna vetikar matir anisha ishvarasya parasya prakriti purushayor arvaktanabhir nama rupakritibhi rupa nirupanam sakalajana nikaya vrijina nirasana shivatama pravaraguna ganaika deshakathanatriti.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Translation. Ritvija uvacha. The priest began to offer prayers to the Lord, saying, O most worshipable one, we are simply your servants. Although you are full in yourself, please, out of your causeless mercy, accept a little service from us, your eternal servants. We are not actually aware of your transcendent form, but we can simply offer our respectful obeisances again and again, as instructed by the Vedic literatures and authorized acharyas. Materialistic living entities are very much attracted to the modes of material nature, and therefore they are never perfect, but you are above the jurisdiction of all material conceptions. Your name, form and qualities are all transcendental and beyond the conception of experimental knowledge. Indeed, who can conceive of you? In the material world, we can perceive only material names and qualities. We have no other power than to offer our respectful obeisances and prayers unto you, the transcendental person. The chanting of your auspicious transcendental qualities will wipe out the sins of all mankind. That is the most auspicious activity for us, and we can thus partially understand your supernatural position.
Omagyana timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshur unmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamsha shri rupam sagarjatam sahagana raghunathanvitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana saitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padan sahagana lalita shri vishakhanvitamsha nama om vishnupadaya krishna prishnaya bhutale srimade bhakti vedanta swamini dinamine namaste saraswati deve gauravani pracharine నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్తదేశదారిణే నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌర తుషే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పదే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగే రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ. ನಿರಾಚಲ ನಿವಾಸಾಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾಯ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೆ ಬಲಭದ್ರ ಸುಭದ್ರಾಭ್ಯಂ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥಾಯ ತೇ ನಮಃ. ವಾಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರ್ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ.
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಸಚ್ ಎ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಬಿಗ್ ಟೆಂಪಲ್ ಹಾಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟೂ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್. ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಮೇಕ್ ಅರೇಂಜ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಟಿಂಗ್. ಬಟ್ ಐ ನೋ ಮೆನಿ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ಸಿಟಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದ ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ rooms in different places. So I seek blessings of all devotees so that I can speak something for glorification of Lord and for my own purification. When we have devotees sitting in front, we can get instant feedback. When we speak something, if it is appropriate, devotees nod. It is inappropriate, immediately devotees, by their body language we can know, and we can adjust the talk, and there is more reciprocation. However, in such classes where you are speaking, where audience, most of the audience is going to hear and we are not going to see, we can get feedback only after the class. But when devotees are present, they can give feedback just by their body language, and they can encourage and bless by their glancing. And so, yes, so I'm missing devotees, but at the same time I know devotees are blessing. So for their pleasure, I'll speak something. So Pune, as I was just reflecting, is one of the most opulent temples in the world. And what is the greatest opulence? Okay, rubies, diamond, gold, all that, and wealth, money, bank balance, that is there. But greater than that, the greater opulence than all the material assets is actually opulence of association of great Vaishnavas. So I'm seeing here, devotees here are so profusely blessed with wonderful association. Though there is a pandemic situation where physical asana is a little difficult, but there is so much of association, the Vani association. We see ultimately teachings of scriptures and acharyas that Vani is important. Vapu is there, sometimes not there. But the most valuable is Vanya Session. And here we see so much profuse wealth of Vanya Session we get. We are just hearing a few days back from Loknath Swami Maharaj, then Bhakti Ashray Vaishnava Swami Maharaj, Navayangdra Swami Maharaj, Bhakti Rasamrit Swami Maharaj, Bhakti Dhir Damodar Maharaj, Gaurang Prabhu, Radhesham Prabhu, and so many wonderful devotees. So practically, here everybody is drowned in nectar of Krishna Katha pouring from the hearts of so many wonderful devotees. So scripture says, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra kahe, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoy. So this temple is a perfect place for achieving perfection, because here we have first class, wonderful, perfect association. So here today we are studying from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5th, Chapter 3, entitled Rishabhdev's Appearance as son of Nabhi and Meru Devi. So we saw in the first chapter of this 5th canto, life of and activities of Maharaj Priyavrata, who was a pure devotee, and he did such amazing things, being empowered by the Supreme Person of Godhead. His character is awe-inspiring. His devotional service, his vrata, his dedication to his vows, and then as a grihastha, ideal grihastha life, an ideal king, and his activities are simply nobody can imitate. He created second son for the welfare of the citizens. Who can imagine such activities? But devotees of Lord being empowered, what they cannot do? For devotees, nothing is impossible because they are blessed by the Lord. So practically, the characteristics of Priyavrata and activities are so inspiring. And later on we see, the next chapter is about his son, Agnidra. Somehow, he was little bewildered of the goal of life, and he was little attached to materialistic life, and therefore he did not perfect his life at the end of life, but he went to Pitriloka, where his wife Purvachiti was there because of his attachment to Purvachiti. However, his son, here today we are studying about his son, Nabhi. He was also a great personality. In the beginning we say he doesn't seem to be a pure devotee like Priyavrata, but definitely he is very exalted, and later on we see he becomes purified and he also perfects his life and goes back home, back to Godhead. So we see here that Maharaj Nabhi, as a king, he had desired to have a son. So he engaged a priest, and he himself also engaged in worshipping Supreme Person of Godhead. The priests were also so exalted that by the performance of worship by this priest, Lord was so pleased that Lord personally appeared before King Nabhi and all the priests with four arms. And third verse explains about the beauty of Lord Vishnu. He was very bright and he appeared to be the best of all personalities. Around the lower part portion of his body, he wore a yellow silken garment. On his chest was the mark of Sri Vatsa, which always displays beauty. He carried a conch shell, lotus flower, disc and club, and he wore a garland of forest flowers and the Kaustubha gem. He was beautifully decorated with helmet, earrings, bangles, belt, pearl necklace, armlets, ankle belts, and other bodily ornaments, bedecked with radiant jewels. Seeing the Lord present before them, King Nabhi and his priests and associates felt just like a poor people who
who have suddenly attained great riches. They received the Lord and respectfully bent their heads and offered him things in worship.
So can you imagine? Supreme Lord personally appearing. And here it is said, like a poor man, all of a sudden achieves great wealth. Similarly, they felt that, you know, they have received greatest wealth, the greatest wealth of darshan of the Supreme Lord. And then this priest starts offering beautiful prayers. So today we are hearing, starting the prayers of priest of Maharaj Nabi. So this priest is saying, "Oh, worshipable one, we are simply your servants. You are full in yourself. Please, out of your causeless mercy, accept a little service from us, your eternal servants. We are not actually aware of your transcendental form, but we can simply offer our respectful obeisances again and again, as instructed by Vedic literatures and authorized acharyas. Materialistic living entities are very much attracted to the modes of material nature, and therefore they are never perfect, but you are above the jurisdiction of all materialist conceptions. Your name, form and qualities are all transcendental and beyond the conception of experimental knowledge. Indeed, who can conceive of you? In the material world, we can perceive only material names and qualities. We have no other power than to offer our respectful obeisances and prayers unto you, the transcendent person. The chanting of your auspicious transcendental qualities will wipe out the sins of all mankind. That is the most auspicious activity for us, and we can thus partially understand your supernatural position." So we see priests are offering humble prayers to Supreme Lord. And they are saying, "We are ignorant. We don't know about your form. We don't have this understanding. But we are repeatedly offering obeisances to you." So such a beautiful prayers they are offering. And we see they keep on offering many nice prayers. And in the end they say, "Actually, my dear Lord, please forgive us. Unfortunately, we have called you for a very meager purpose, for a very selfish purpose. It's not a worthy purpose to call for you." And they said, "Oh, this king Nabi, somehow or other he has the desire to have a son. Apparently material desire. So we have called you so that King Nabi can have a son." So they were feeling repentant and regretful, and they're saying, "Please forgive us for, you know, calling you for such a small thing." And he wants to have a son who just like you. So we see later on that Lord says, "Oh, there is no one just like me. No one is equal to me or better than me. So if you want a son like me, then I will expand myself. And I will appear myself as son of King Nabi." And there we see Lord appears as Rishabdev, son of Nabi and Meru Devi. So here we see that this priests are offering beautiful prayers, and they are feeling very humble, and also they are feeling very regretful. "Oh, we unfortunately call you for some material purpose." So this is the beauty of Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is Amal Puran. Even little Malai is there, it is highlighted. Actually, from practical point of view, this sages are very exalted. Can you imagine a person, the sage, this priest performing sacrifice and Supreme Lord is coming? How exalted they must be. And can you imagine exalted position of Nabi? Your Lord is agreeing to become his son. So both Nabi and priest are very exalted in that sense. If we compare, to have a son who is Supreme Person God, it's not ordinary. Lord cannot be son of ordinary person. From that we can understand the exalted position of both priest as well as King Nabi. However, we see the priest are condemning themselves. Because they are able to understand that there is impurity in their heart. So this is very amazing paradoxical phenomena. Those who are
proud people, they don't think they are proud. But those who are humble people, they think they are proud.
Jai Shri Shri Radha Rundavan Chandra Bhagwan Ki Jai. Shri Shri Jagannath Baldev Sudmaya Ki Jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
So this is a paradoxical thing of this world, that, you know, proud people, they never think they are proud. But humble people, they think they are proud. Similarly, bad people never think they are bad. But good people, they think they are bad. So these personalities are very exalted, the priest and Nabi. But still they are thinking, oh, we are very lowly because we have this material desire. So great personalities focus on even little mull in their heart. Though there may be so much of purity, but if there is little mull, they focus on that so that that can be removed. When there is darkness, you can't see dirt. When light is there, then we can understand the dirt. We can see the dirt. And when we see the dirt, we feel disturbed by the dirt and we want to remove that dirt. So Bhagavatam is like sun showing even the minutest of the dirt so that one can remove that dirt. Having any kind of material desire is not actually very conducive to devotional service. So yesterday we saw one devotee ask question to Bhaktirasana Maharaj. Maharaj, we are not very pure, we are not very surrendered. Will Krishna protect us? So Maharaj said very nice point. He said there is no end to purity and surrender. So pure person always thinks, I need to be more pure. Similarly, even surrender person, he thinks I am not surrendered, I want to surrender more. So this purity and surrender are endless. So, and especially from Bhagavatam we can see, even exalted personalities, pure personalities, surrender, they feel they are not pure, they are not surrendered, they want to surrender more. And this is actually beauty. More we become pure, more blissful we can become, more surrender we become, more peaceful and happy we can become. So from Bhagavatam and from the characters in Bhagavatam, we can know the glorious path which leads to peace and happiness and good fortune. So here we see priest and the king Nabi receiving great good fortune of having personal darshan of Lord. And in spite of receiving personal darshan of Lord, they are not thinking themselves to be great. Imagine we have personal darshan of Lord, how will you feel? Oh, we'll feel I'm so great. But here we see they are having personal darshan of Lord, but they are feeling very humble. So how do we think about ourselves? Is very important. If we think we are okay, that means we are not okay. And if you think I am not okay, there is something wrong with me and I need to improve, that means there is great chance we are okay, you know. So when we understand I am not okay, my consciousness is not okay, my heart is not still okay, still there is impurity. These thoughts inspire us to be humble. And humble heart can surrender to Guru, Krishna and Vaishnavas. And actually surrender to Guru, Krishna and Vaishnavas leads to perfection. So one should understand that no matter how materially exalted we may be, actually we are imperfect. And with material mind and intelligence, we cannot have perfect knowledge about ourselves, about the world which we live in, and about the Supreme Lord. So therefore, we have to approach a bona fide spiritual master. And so, on our own endeavors, more we struggle, more we will just entangled in the darkness of ignorance and create further and further bondage and implications and sufferings only. In material world, we try to solve material problems. Dukha ushadam tadapi dukkam. We try to solve one problem, materially, it will become, will create another problem. But if you approach a bona fide spiritual master, he can give spiritual insight, and with spiritual consciousness, we can actually solve all material problems. As Einstein says, a problem which is created at one level of consciousness cannot be solved by same level of consciousness. So material problems cannot be solved by material solutions. But all material problems can be solved by spiritual consciousness. So material consciousness and material, just depending on that, we can't actually understand the world around and ourselves or Supreme Lord perfectly. We may can get some indication, but many times our knowledge will remain incomplete or many times imperfect. And many times when we have materialistic attitude, and then there is a great chance of being bewildered by false ego. Like I remember when I was in college, I was earlier times very much fascinated by modern science, and I also wanted to do research and PhD in physics, you know. So one physicist came to Pune, who was a Nobel laureate, Dr. Richardson's. So I was very fascinated. I thought, yes, I will go and meet him. And there was a conference, and we attended, and his class, most of things just went above the head. But anyway, there was later on wonderful question answer session. And then one person asked that, my dear son, you have got this Nobel Prize for this magnetic resonance. And we saw that you have been practically working 20 hours a day for so many years. And that's how you are able to, know. You have been working so hard, forgetting your eating and sleeping. What inspired you? What motivated you to work so hard? And then he said, actually what inspired me is the same what inspires everybody else, all the scientists in the world. So when he said like that, I was very curious to know what was actually that inspiration, because I also wanted that. And then he said, I just wanted to prove myself. And when he said that, my heart just sank. It was so unfortunate, so frustrating. What can we prove? We are already ourselves full. And if we try to prove ourselves, we'll prove ourselves more of full in this world. Because the world we live in is so complicated. And by our own efforts, we cannot prove anything else except our foolishness. If we want to understand something in reality, we have to approach a bona fide spiritual master coming in line with parampara. Parampara is starting from God himself. God is perfect, so he can give perfect knowledge. So materialistic person cannot give perfect knowledge. One time when Prabhupada was in West, one reporter asked Prabhupada, Swamiji, are you perfect? Prabhupada said, I am not perfect, but I am giving perfect knowledge. Because I am giving knowledge without any addition and without any deletion. Knowledge which is coming from parampara. I am just giving knowledge as it is. I am presenting message of Supreme Lord as it is. So, Lord is perfect and Lord's knowledge is perfect. So, when we receive that knowledge in a bona fide line of disciplic succession, then we can have perfect knowledge. So, especially to know about Lord, Lord's beautiful form, Lord's beautiful activities, these are actually beyond three modes. And here all the priests are saying, my dear Lord, we have heard from Shastras and bona fide Acharyas about your glories, and we are just repeatedly offering you obeisances again and again, because that's what only we can do to attract your grace. So we see these priests were offering obeisances, because that is recommended by scriptures, that is recommended by Acharyas. And the most important aspect of offering obeisance is actually humble heart. Offering obeisance means we surrender ourselves. We understand our lowly position. We understand our tiny position in front of Supreme Lord. And we understand the greatness of Lord. So by hearing from spiritual master and scriptures and bona fide devotees, we can get perfect knowledge especially about Lord and especially about the beautiful form of Lord. Here we are, yesterday we saw about beautiful form of the Lord. How Lord is so beautiful. He is wearing Pitambara Vastra and he is having Shankar Chakra Gada Padma. He is having Shivatsa. He is having Kaustubh jewel and he is having, you know, armlets and then he ankle bells and so many other beautiful ornaments, you know. So this form is not imaginary form. This is revealed by acharyas and revealed in the scriptures. So how beautiful Lord is, how great Lord is, and how what wonderful quality is Lord, that we can understand by reading Vedic literatures like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and especially hearing from great souls. So here we see further priests are saying, my dear Lord, you are full in yourself and please out of your causeless mercy accept a little service from us. So Lord is full, Lord is complete and perfect. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnam Evam Shishyate. So Lord is complete and perfect and his Atmaram, self-satisfied. He doesn't need anything. But we need Lord because we are part and parcel of Lord. We need to serve Lord. And therefore, this priest is saying, please accept little service because we are your servant. So this is actually perfect attitude. One should be grateful. One should be eager to serve Lord and one should feel grateful for opportunity to serve Lord. One should not think that I am doing favor to Lord. Rather, Lord is doing favor by accepting the service. And like a spark, if it is in fire, it shines. If it just comes out of fire, then it loses its glory. Similarly, as long as we are in touch with Supreme Lord, our presence is also effulgent. As soon as we are disconnected from God, all the our glories are lost. The soul's glories get lost. Soul gets covered by ignorance. So here we see these priests are presenting this special fact. So we see this Nabi, the king. So Nabi was also very great. So this land in which we are living now, that land was called Ajnaba Varsha. And he got a son called Rishabdev, who is Supreme Person of Godhead, who had 100 children, son, and the eldest was Bharat Maharaj. Later on, this country came to be known as Bharat Varsha. This track of land came to be known as Bharat Varsha after Bharat Maharaj. So we see this track of Lord didn't get the name Rishab Varsha. Rishabdev is actually Supreme Person of Godhead. His father is Nabi, so the track of land was called in his name. And then his son Bharat. But track of land was not called on his name, Rishabdev. So we can see the nature of Lord. It's not that Lord is eager for his own name, fame, glory. Rather, Lord is very happy to give glory and credit to his devotees. So Lord wants to glorify his devotees more than himself. Devotees want to glorify Lord and Lord want to glorify devotees. And there is transcendental competition. Lord is worshipable object for everyone and especially devotees. And devotees want to worship Lord. But at the same time, Lord also wants to worship his devotees. Devotees want to serve Lord and Lord wants to serve devotees. So it's a reciprocal. And in absolute sense, there is no difference between master and servant. They are one in one sense, you know. One with service attitude, one in love. We see Krishna is becoming charioteer of Arjuna. So this special transcendent qualities of Lord, we can know only by mercy of devotees and studying scriptures under the bona fide devotees. When we try to understand this in right perspective, with right attitude, try to practice spiritual life, we see spiritual life becomes very joyful. However, sometimes when we see where if we apply a Krishna consciousness very nicely, right application gives right results. But if we deviate or if we wrongly apply, it causes problem. So right process to understand Krishna and the spiritual truth is tad viddhi pranipatena pariprashnen sevaya upadekshiti jnana jnanas tattva darshina. Other day Gaurang Prabhu was saying, sometimes we also do this thing, tad viddhi pranipatena, these three things, surrender, inquiry and service. But unfortunately, sometimes we just do externally, but internally we are not surrendered, and internally we are not happy about it. So then mere external surrender may give little mere results, but if you want really true results, then we also have to have proper attitude. Not only externally we surrender, but we also surrender internally, because Krishna is going to see us our surrender internally. And when Krishna sees that we are surrendering internally also, and we are happy to surrender, and we are honest in our approach, then Krishna reveals this transcendental knowledge. Then our faith in Krishna increases. Then we are able to control our mind and senses and become peaceful. And we can also become joyful. So by proper application of Krishna's principles under direction of bona fide spiritual master, we can see that we get tangible results. And when we get tangible results, our faith increases, and we can be also be able to control our mind and senses. We'll be peaceful and we'll be also blissful. So tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnen sevaya. The sevaya is very important. Surrender is important. Then submissive inquiry is important. And then finally, it's not that we inquire and that's the end. It's not just intellectual understanding, but then later on we have to apply knowledge in action. We have to serve Lord and spiritual master and devotees based on what we have heard. Sevan mukhya hi jivado swayam eva spurutada. When we render service and Lord is pleased, Guru is pleased, Vaishnavas are pleased, then Lord will reveal himself. The transcendental qualities, transcendental activities of this Lord are revealed by the Lord. We cannot understand these transcendental activities and qualities and form of Lord just by our mere material senses. But by mercy of Krishna, when Krishna reveals it. So we see Krishna consciousness is a simple process. And if you simply follow it nicely, we can get results. And if you are not getting results, that means there is some problem. Either we are deviating from the process, or maybe there is some wrong application of the process, and therefore we have to again approach our devotees or bona fide spiritual master. Then they will tell us what is the problem in our application of Krishna consciousness. We know the famous story, Bhaktisiddhanta Sista Kuristi. There was one boatman and the marriage party. Marriage party had to reach another village, and they have to reach that they had to cross river Ganges. So night they came, early morning they had to be there. So they hired a boatman, and everybody, marriage party, sat in the boat, and boatman started rowing. And whole night he was rowing, hoping that next morning we'll reach the other end, the shore. But when sun rose the next morning, everybody was shocked that they were still there only. Why they were still there? Boatman was surprised. He said, whole night I was awake, whole night I was rowing. So why still the boat was there only? Because there was anchor. The boatman forgot to remove the anchor. So there was no progress. Similarly, sometimes we may be practicing Krishna consciousness. We may think I am working very, very hard. But then sometimes we may not be progressing because we may be holding on to something material. Krishna consciousness and sense gratification go ill together. If you want to advance in Krishna consciousness, then slowly, slowly we have to give up our material attachment. So one should not hold on to the material attachment. So sometimes we don't get results, and one of the main reason is because we are holding on to material attachments.
our desire to enjoy separate from Krishna. So we see, holy name is very powerful. But if you commit offenses against the holy name, then there are no tangible results of the holy name. And tenth offense to holy name is, it is all also an offense. What is the tenth offense? To hold on to our material attachment. To have material attachment is not a problem. But to hold on to it is a problem. If you have material attachment, and if you surrender to Guru and Krishna and Vaishnavas, and you start chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And when we start chanting, naturally Krishna will appear in the heart, and Krishna will do the cleansing job, and will progress. But imagine, we chant Hare Krishna, and Krishna appears in heart, and Krishna wants to clean our heart, but if we don't allow him to clean heart, what will happen? We say, no, no, Krishna, don't interfere, this I want, you know. So then, we are not going to be purified. So we should allow Lord to purify ourselves. And if we allow Lord to purify ourselves, we'll see the tangible results of chanting Hare Krishna. Here we see rishis, this priests are saying, the chanting of your auspicious transcendental qualities will wipe out the sins of all mankind. So just by chanting, all sins and all materialistic things, all dirty things are purified. And that is the most auspicious activity for us, and we can partially understand your supernatural position. So when we chant, we are purified, world is purified, everybody is purified, and from that we can get some idea about supernatural power of Lord, supernatural position of Lord. So seeing the results of chanting Hare Krishna, we can understand the glories of Lord. But imagine, we are attached to material things, and we don't allow Krishna to purify only. So how can we have results? And if we don't have results, how can we have faith in Krishna? And how we'll understand the supernatural position of Krishna? So Krishna is eager to purify us. But sometimes we are fearful. Oh, if this material attachment will be gone, what will happen? Maybe I'll be miserable, you know. No. Actually, these material things are cause of miseries. If we give up material things, we won't be miserable. Rather, we'll be happy. So if you hold on to materialist thing, actually that is the cause of misery. But if we allow Krishna to purify, in the beginning it may be fearsome, it may be painful, but if we just allow, like sometimes child doesn't want, like small child, mother wants to bathe the child doesn't want to get bathed. And when mother starts bathing, child is crying, but somehow other, when child is cleansed, later on child feels very happy, and child looks beautiful also. Similarly, somehow other, if we allow Krishna to purify us, we'll see in the end, we'll become more happy, and we'll look beautiful in eyes of Krishna also. So this power of chant, if we chant Hare Krishna, 100% there will be results, and we'll be purified, and our faith in Krishna, our faith in process will enhance. I remember in one satsang program, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was speaking to a big gathering, and then there was one follower asking many questions, and then finally, after long discussion, Tamal Krishna Maharaj gave him proposal. Are, you are asking so many questions, and you have been following some different spiritual path. He asked, how long you have been following that path? He said, I have been following at least for 8 years. He said, oh, you are following for 8 years? So here is my proposal. For next 8 months, you chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And see the results. And he said, if you just chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra for next 8 months, I can guarantee you, you will get tangible experience of spiritual life. You will get tangible realizations. And he said, if you don't get, I will give some dollars. I forgot what, maybe $1,000 or, you know, $10,000 something. It's a big amount, you know. So he was saying, I guarantee you,
If you just chant Hare Krishna, you will get results. So this chanting Hare Krishna and following process of Krishna consciousness, if you do follow sincerely, honestly, the results are guaranteed. So what to speak of following Krishna consciousness for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, you know? So, actually, we see so many people have been following materialistic authorities and materialistic lifestyle for so many years. Maybe 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Even those people who have given their entire life following materialistic authorities and materialistic life, even if they commit for following Krishna consciousness 1 year sincerely, one can see the tangible results. Because Krishna consciousness guarantees results. And especially if we do this Krishna consciousness under direction of devotees, then it is susukum kartum avyayam. Then it is joyfully also. Sometimes we try to do on our own, may be difficult, but under guidance it becomes joyful. And the process is that we have to be sincerely wanting to be purified. We want to be sincerely wanting to advance in Krishna consciousness. If you are sincere and honest, then we'll get guaranteed results. So one can pray to Krishna, my dear Krishna, when we are chanting Hare Krishna or before chanting Hare Krishna, we can pray, my dear Krishna, for millions of lifetimes I have been wandering in search of happiness. I am trying to enjoy, and more I have been trying to enjoy, I have been suffering only. But now, somehow or other, after millions of lifetimes, by mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas, now I have come to know, I am not this body. I am spirit soul. And I am part and parcel of you, my dear Lord. Now please accept me. And please, you are my only master. Please engage me in some service. Here we see Rishis, these priests are praying, my dear Lord, please accept a little service from us. Simply you can please, oh my dear Lord, please accept a little service from us. Please accept. We want to serve, we want to please you. Please save us from service to Maya. We don't want to serve Maya. We have served enough and we have only got kicks and we have only suffered. So now we just want to serve you and we just want to please you. We want to give enjoyment to you. We don't want to enjoy in this world. So we just offer this simple prayer sincerely. We can see the results. This chanting is actually very powerful and we can get immediate results. Anybody can get result, either neophyte or advanced devotee. Anyone, anytime they chant, they can see the results. We may not be able to follow all the rules and regulations, but whatever rules and regulations we know and we follow, sincerely honest, we'll see results coming. And immediately our faith will increase, immediately we'll see our mind and senses will come under control, and immediately we'll see, we'll become more peaceful, and we'll become more joyful in our life. One time there was one Bhagavad Katha going on, and sometimes Bhagavad Kathas go very late night. So one thief happened to see the Bhagavad Katha, and when he heard Bhagavad Katha, somehow he was deeply inspired, and his heart became soft. And after whole Bhagavad Katha ended and everybody left, this thief went to that Kathakar, that sadhu, that saintly person, and he offered obeisance to him. And he said, my dear sadhu, my dear saintly person, today you have changed my life. I am deeply inspired and I want to become your disciple. Please give me diksha. Then the sadhu asked, do you follow four regulative principles? No meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication. Thief said, oh, this I have to follow. This too much, too difficult. This I may not be able to do. Please forgive me. But still I want to be your disciple. Then the sadhu was thinking, he is not able to follow all these things. But still he has the desire to be, you know, disciple. Then he said, okay, I want to know, can you follow at least one thing? He said, what? He said, at least be truthful in life. Thief said, okay, I think this may be possible. To give up illicit sex and intoxication, meat, these things are very difficult. But maybe to tell truth may be a little easier. So maybe he said, I will follow this thing. So
And he said, you just follow this, be truthful and chant the holy names of Lord. And your life will become glorious. So later on, thief started following it because he was deeply affected. And he said, I have to be honest. Whole life I have been dishonest, but at least to this sadhu, because I have promised, I have to be honest. So he started living life of honesty. And then one day it so happened that, one night, it so happened that he was trying to rob king's palace. So he went in the king's palace and he went to the treasury, and somehow when you are jumping, somehow something fell and there was noise. And because of that noise, the king who was sleeping in the next room, he woke up and immediately he shouted, who's there? And this thief, because he had taken a vow that I will always be truthful, he couldn't tell lie. So he said, thief, I am thief. So king was shocked, are you? Thief? So immediately king changed his dress and then came to see what's going on. And there was a thief, he was trying to open the locker, treasury of the king, and he was not able to open. Then immediately king came there in another dress. And then immediately thief saw, are you? Somebody's there. He became frightened. He said, who are you? Then king said, I am a thief. He said, tum bhi idhar aaya? So he said, yes, yes. Then the thief started telling, "Arey, this king, his treasury's lock is very powerful. I have broken so many locks, but this is so difficult." The king, who was in disguise of thief, he said, "Don't worry, I am expert. You allow me to break the lock. I will, you know, I have some master keys. I can open any lock." Then this thief said, "Okay, I can allow you, but provided you promise that whatever we get, we'll do share 50-50. Thief said, "Okay, no problem." So the king, who was in disguise of thief, he had a master key. So he used that key and he opened the treasury. And then when treasury opened, they saw the king's treasury filled with so many jewels. Then they started sharing one to each. And finally there was one big diamond. So thief said, "Arey, you have stolen all treasure. Tomorrow morning when king comes to know, he will get heart attack. Better at least keep at least this one jewel, one big diamond for him, you know." And then they kept one and then they left. But before leaving, the king, who was in disguise of thief, he asked thief, "What is your name?" And the thief honestly told his name. And he asked, "What is your address?" He honestly told address. And whatever king asked, he told honestly. And king kept note of it. And then they departed. Next day morning, there was a great hallagulla in the kingdom, in the palace. Oh, thief, 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 thievery, thievery. The minister came and informed the king that, you know, yesterday night there was a great thievery. So king said, "Oh, immediately go and..." So king said, "Was everything stolen?" Minister said, "Everything was stolen, you know. Not nothing is there in the treasury." He said, "Nothing, everything is stolen, you know." Then king said, "Please send the soldiers to find out." So the soldiers went everywhere to search the thief. Weeks passed, 15 days passed, they couldn't find him. Then finally king called the minister and he gave the address and the name of that person. And he said, "Go to this person and call that person." So the minister went with the soldiers, went to that place, found that person, brought that person in front of the king. And when that person came in front of the king inquired, "So my dear sir, on so and so date, did you come to rob my palace?" And the thief, because he was committed to speaking honestly, he said, "Yes." Then he said, "Did you rob my treasury on so and so night?" He said, "Yes, but I was not alone," he said. "There was one more thief." So he said, "We shared 50-50. And then he said, "My dear king, we also considered you and understood you, and we kept a big diamond for you also." And when king saw, king heard that, he kept big diamond for him also. King turned towards the minister and he said, "What about that diamond?" And then it was understood that that minister had stolen that diamond. So then immediately king ordered his soldiers that put this minister in prison. And he said, "From today onwards,
this thief will be my minister. And thief was stunned. He was wondering what happened. King said, because you are honest, I want you to be minister. Honest is the best policy, you know. So then later on, thief was thinking, "Are, I am such a sinful man. I have done so many sinful activities. But I had some association of sadhu. I couldn't follow all the instructions. I couldn't understand everything. But at least he gave me one instruction, be truthful. I have just followed that one little instruction. And just see, I was such a sinful and such a lowly person. Now I have been made minister." And start thinking, imagine if I start following all the instructions of sadhu, what will happen to me? By following little thing, there has been so much auspiciousness in my life. If I start following all the instructions, what will happen? Life will become more auspicious. So sometimes if we feel, if I follow the instruction guru, maybe there will be an auspiciousness. Sometimes we are attached, we are holding on to something, thinking that, you know, this is source of happiness and I will lose this happiness. But actually, if we try to follow the instructions of guru, sadhu and shastras, then all what is troublesome in our life will go away and all auspiciousness will come in our lives. So here we see all priests are praying to Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord has appeared and they are saying, "My dear Lord, that you are all supremely worshipable, you are complete and perfect, and please allow us to serve you. We don't know much and we have just heard from scriptures and we have heard from acharyas that about you, and we just are offering as per their instruction. We are just repeatedly offering you obeisances and we are just chanting your holy names, and this chanting is so glorious. Your holy name is so glorious. By that holy name whole mankind can be free from all sins and be completely purified. And just by understanding the effect of holy name, we can understand on the transcendental position of yours. We can get little glimpse of your supernatural position. And in our own life, if you try to sincerely, honestly follow Krishna consciousness, we can also get some understanding of supernatural position of Krishna, supernatural position of Krishna consciousness. And by following, we can also transcend the material dualities, transcend these three modes, and perfect our lives. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hare Hare Bhava.